two.
Will, do you have your Christmas tree up yet? Is it alive and doing well yet? You got it up there yet?
It's not alive, but it is up.
Okay. Do you have your Clemson Christmas ornaments? Yeah, is it filled with just like tigers and Tillman Halls and Death Valleys and Tiger Snowmen and all that?
Some, but probably not enough.
Tigersports.com. You can shop all their Christmas things. They've got really cool things there with the decorations, things go on the tree, Clemson trees and LED stuff and field goals and footballs and Clemson nutcrackers and all those helmets. They've got all that up now for your tree and ornaments. Place to find it at tigersports.com. Do you have your Military Appreciation Day t-shirt yet?
I do not.
Okay. Well, it is that time. It is this week. Get in touch with them. Military Appreciation Day. They'll do that for you as well. Tiger Sports, 50 years now. Doing it right. You're going to love Tiger Sports at tigersports.com. 364 College Avenue, 1102 Tiger Boulevard, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, tigersports.com. Dr. Milt Louder is going to join us 725. We'll take some text messages for him today. And at 805, Tony Morrell. I'm really interested in several things going on in South Carolina football right now. Rumors of some staff issues and going back and forth with each other staff-wise. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We talked about the second-team offensive line in the first segment. And we talked about Lane. You were doing all kinds of technical stuff over there, Will. I didn't get your thoughts on this. You're an Ole Miss guy. Hottie toddy. You love Ole Miss. I don't pull for Ole Miss, but I like Ole Miss more than like Florida and LSU. I want Lane Kiffin to stay at Ole Miss. I just feel like the little guy's got to win every once in a while, and I don't want the fact that somebody's going to have more money always winning all those kinds of things. So can I just pull for Lane Kiffin to stay at Ole Miss?
Yes. Up until this weekend, I kept saying, and I said it before, I'd be shocked if he left, but there's reports that he was at LSU.
Well, the reports that I'm reading are family was in Gainesville on Sunday. Family was in Baton Rouge on Monday looking around. But that's due diligence. I'm okay with that. The other reports out now is that Ole Miss wants to know before the Egg Bowl if he's staying or not. Here's the timing. This thing is so weird now because Ole Miss is going to make the playoffs. Is Lane Kiffin going to coach in the playoffs? Do you want Lane Kiffin to coach the playoffs? Does Lane Kiffin want to coach the playoffs? Or does he want to put a staff together at Florida or staff at LSU? Like, the timing of this thing is extremely weird. And then the portal and putting together a staff and all that. And December needs to be, you know, the month you do those things instead of preparing for huge college football games, biggest games in Ole Miss in 50 years, 60, 70, 80 years. So maybe even a home game for Ole Miss, the biggest game in Oxford, maybe ever. And who's going to be your coach? Like, this is the craziest, wildest times in all of college football.
Just think about the precedent that it sends, leaving before your team goes to the playoff. For maybe a G5 team that's sneaking in, that makes a lot of sense. But, yeah. I mean, you're one would think that you're building something impressive at Ole Miss, and you would just drop it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love the text from 706 air code. If Ole Miss lays an egg in the Egg Bowl and loses by double digits, why should they be in the playoffs? I agree. I don't think they're going to lose by double digits. It's interesting, man. It really is interesting for sure. I have a Clemson football thought, and I was talking to some folks yesterday that really got me. And can I mention this as quickly, though, Will? I get this from Susanna, and it says, "Good morning, Mr. Mickey. Today is my little sister's adoption anniversary, and I'd love it if you would tell her on the radio that I'm thankful, and I love her very much. Her name is Chloe. Thank you, Go Tigers, your friend Savannah. Savannah, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day at school today. How about that? You got a great little sister out of this thing, and I love the fact that you want to send that message to her. So awesome, awesome stuff there. All right. How about the fact that I was talking to some Clemson fans yesterday, and a buddy of mine made just an absolutely terrific point. You know, what we hear from Beamer and what we hear from Dabo now, you know, we've got two pretty thin-skinned guys. All coaches are thin-skinned. I think that at the top of that board, among the many things that these guys do and many things these guys do well, among them is, and I talked about this before, everybody wants to be admired. No one wants to be, you know, frowned upon. And when you're questioned, I think it's pretty clear Dabo and Shane Beamer are pretty thin-skinned about stuff. And it'll end up making statements and about, you know, having to be defensive or having to be, you know, say things about your program that, you know, point out these things about your program. But I was saying this, or friends to my, we were talking about this yesterday. You know, I think fan bases obviously want national championships, never lose another game and win 100 to nothing. I get all that. But if we're just talking about just realistic, and they know that it's not going to be great every year. They know that sometimes the injuries happen and the downfall of programs happen. You get bad teams and bad karma sometimes and bad calls or bad weather. I mean, things happen, right? Drop balls every once in a while. Things happen. But what my friend talked about in this season for Clemson is, and really for the last couple of seasons, is that we're not expecting championships every single year. But what we do expect is competency. I thought it was a really interesting idea and concept here. That what we do expect is, and you know, games are lost more often than games are won, right? Like you turnovers lose games, missed tackles lose games, ball assignment lose games. More times than not, you lose games rather than the other team beating you. You beat yourself. And you know, Clemson talks about Clemson beating Clemson all the time. I don't think it is outside the I don't think people are asking too much to talk about the competency of, you can't have 5 and 6 and 7 drop balls. You can't fumble it on the goal line. You can't try to hand the ball to the wrong guy on the goal line. You know, like just things that should be, you know, just have any kind of competency. Competency is not elite. Competency is not great. Competency is not anything extraordinary. It doesn't take 5-star athletes to be competent. Am I understanding the word right? Let me read it the word just to make sure I'm right saying that. I thought it was an interesting choice of words there. We expect competency. Is that fair? Thoughts, Will?
Yeah. To a point, competency is the baseline. I mean, if you're not as athletic, if you're someone who's not recruited, you got to be at least competent.
Yes. I don't think competent. You don't win national championships by being competent. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, but you lose national championships by not being competent.
Well, you go 6-6 in years that you're not competent. Like the difference in 8-4 and 6-6 is competency. Maybe 4 teams are better than you, and you play to your level, and you just go 8-4. But if you're incompetent in games and you put the ball on the ground, you fumble at the goal line, or if you blow assignments, like getting beat by somebody running by you faster than you, to me, that's not competency. That's the other guy's just better than you. When you take the wrong guy and a guy's wide open, runs 60 yards with nobody around him, to me, that's competency. And to me, as a fan, like, that feels like that's okay to want that, right?
100%.
Especially when you're talking about a $100 million organization in which you've got umpteenth hundred support guys everywhere and experienced head coaches, experienced coordinators, experienced assistant coaches and assistant coaches and analysts and grads and director of ops, and you got all these guys and all these roles. Like, it's okay to say, we ought to be able to hand the ball to the right guy. We ought not fumble. You know, we ought not have to move guys in positions in the middle of seasons, kind of a thing. Like that appears to be like a competency issue. And I feel like that's fair to ask. That's not asking anything above all that. It has nothing to do with NIL, nothing to do with transfer portal stuff. Like, you ought to just be competent. Hand the ball to the right guy. Snap Hook's up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey Plowler. How are you?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
How are them irons?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, buddy. I got some more news. So the Strixon irons are the best irons I've ever had. They're amazing. And went out and tested them again yesterday. I'm getting on a lie board here. They're great. Love them. Had three rounds with them now. Love all that. But I made another purchase yesterday. Got me some Cleveland wedges. You know, this is Dunlop makes Strixon and Cleveland, and these new RTZ wedges are great too. So got a couple of those coming in a couple of weeks. Can't beat that.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, looking forward to that. The best wedges made now.
A lot of people mistake not get fitted for wedges.
Oh yeah, you got to do that.
Mistake.
You got to do that for sure.
I have four wedges in my bag for a reason.
Well, first, you're so long, and it's all you do is hit wedges in the greens, you know?
I lose a little bit every year, don't you?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
I got a question, and I'm going to take it off the air.
All right.
First of all, how much eligibility does Adam Randall have left? And do you see him having a career in the NFL as a running back? Appreciate it, Buzz.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. He didn't have any more eligibility. This is it. This is his fourth year. I think I'm right by saying that. This is his fourth year, and so he's done. He's played 4 years now. With that said, at one point in time, I didn't think there's any way that he was playing in the NFL. I didn't think that was going to happen. But now if you think about it and you look at it, you know, Cordell Patterson – it was a guy that was a wide receiver, moved to running back and special teams guy and all that. And, you know, there is a path in the NFL for it. And I would have never believed it. But I got to tell you, I think that there's a chance for it now. I think that he would be intriguing to some teams. Still developing, still a lot to learn about the position. But in the NFL, you know, you throw it to the back so often. And you got situational backs. And because he's a big enough, strong enough guy to handle 235, you know, maybe there's a role for him. Maybe he can carve out some sort of role for him. And so I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case.
And he has a lot of experience on special teams as well.
Yeah, special teams role, can catch it role, you know. Like at one point in time, I thought, no way in the world. But no, he's played his eligibility. Matter of fact, he's played 47 games now. He'll play in 40. He'll play in 50 football games. So he's done at the end of this year. And who'd have thought that it would have turned out that way for Adam Randall when he first got here? And when he first got here, there were some superstar tags being put on him. And then the two knee surgeries were, you know, obviously that. And he had a very interesting career. It hadn't been that. It's not been a linear path for for Adam Randall. You know, it has been a different way of looking and thinking about all that moving forward. So hopefully he'll get a shot and maybe he'll carve out a role for him in the NFL. Hey, my great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air do an absolutely amazing job. Blue Ridge is a company that now that I believe in, that I trust, that I like, that I deal with. Not just I like, I actually do business with these good folks. The thing about Blue Ridge, too, is now you're triple stacking. So one beautiful part of Blue Ridge Heating and Air is the Armstrong, you know, the Armstrong units they have. This is amazing what they're doing there. The other part of it is the tax credits that you're getting right now. So you're talking about between now and December the 31st or January 1st, you're talking about getting $2,000 in federal tax credits. Plus, right now, they're giving you 60 months no interest financing, or you get a $200 or $2,000 upfront rebate. You get it right off the bat. So these are great news in different ways. So you got triple stacking. You get the tax credits, you get the financial rebates, or the rebates, and then they've got these two and two and a half ton heat pumps from Armstrong that are affordable, so you can save it on the equipment cost. Do that at Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Blue Ridge Heating Air, engineered comfort solutions. Check them out online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. We'll take a short break. A moment with Milt. Dr. Milt Lauder joins us on the other side right after this.
Bugs, the NBA season is here. Every single night, it's fast breaks, buzzer beaters, alley-oops, block parties, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. It's simple to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. I like to go higher or lower on points, rebounds, and assists, so You're just watching the whole game. It keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash with Underdog. And it's easy to get started. It's just as easy to get started as it is to play. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog.
Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. So good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good.
So Thanksgiving's in a couple of weeks. Christmas a few weeks after that. New Year's after that. You got a bunch of big things going on. Get tidied up, man. Go to Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. They got everything you need to get you refreshed, get you ready for a new year. Get that haircut, that neck trim, that seven-step facial shave. This is a barbershop that has everything. Looking your best. Call them today, 864-884-8920. Make your appointment. Use the Rooster's app. Go to roostersmgc.com. They'll do all those things for you. They'll take care of your Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. They're Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. Call today again, 864-884-8920. Love that. Love those good folks. It is time now for A Moment with Milt. Dr. Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist, amplos.com. Good morning, Dr. Lauder. How you doing this morning?
Oh, what a beautiful day, Mickey. Having a great start.
Beautiful, buddy. I mean, did you see? It's going to be 79 degrees on November the 19th tomorrow. Just give me some more of that.
I did not see that.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And these cool mornings feel great, and these warm afternoons feel great. And we're blessed. We live in a great time here. 70 today, by the way. 79 tomorrow. 76 on Thursday. So it's awesome, man. 78 on Saturday for Clemson Furman. It's going to be great. Doc, I'm going to invite folks to text in on our Adams Curving text line. With that said, I want to ask you about chaos. And let me put it to you about how you handle things when things are chaotic. So if you're Ole Miss right now, Lane Kiffin has got you ranked in the top 10. You're going into the college football playoff if you just take care of your business on the field. His family reportedly was in Gainesville, Florida on Sunday, viewing the town and campus and residential type stuff. They were in Baton Rouge yesterday. Ole Miss still wants you. Ole Miss wants an answer in the next week or so. Your players and the portal and all. It just seems like we live in a chaotic world. What if you're Lane Kiffin, if you're Lane Kiffin's guy or the AD or any other person associated with Ole Miss, how do you handle chaos?
Well, I'm pretty good at it because, hey, Mickey.
Yes.
I am echoing every time I talk. Is that coming across on yours?
No, you're great on our end.
Okay, I hear everything I say repeated back to me.
That's all right. We're good on our end.
Okay, I'll just suffer through it. So chaos is something that we all are accustomed to and experience. So to me, how do we find comfort and calm in the chaos?
Doc, we still got you.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, we got you. We got
you. Hey, Mickey, can you try me back real quick?
We'll do that. We'll do that right now. Will, you want to get that number? Do you have his number? Okay. We'll try that right quick. Had a bad connection there for sure. I couldn't imagine, like, if you're the Ole Miss AD, like, what are you thinking at this point? I think you're giving him an ultimatum. But I mean, can you afford to give him an ultimatum? Is that going to push him out the door? You got to get on. You're going to play in a college football playoff, most likely. Do you want him to be your coach? Does he want to be the coach? Does he want to be the coach in Oxford or Baton Rouge or Florida, Gainesville? Like, where do you go and how do you want it? So, I don't know, man. There's a lot of question marks, a lot of chaotic times there, certainly with all that surrounding Lane Kiffin. And if you're Florida, like, you got to have an answer. If you're LSU, you got to have an answer. It is a pretty unique situation that everybody wants this guy, and I guess it's good to be one. Hey, Doc, I think we got you back now. I got you better?
Yes, talking about chaotic.
Well, you didn't have to actually go through it during the segment, you know. You could have done it another way. Hey, one good thing, I guess, though, is if you're Lane Kiffin, at least you're wanted. You know, at least everybody wants you at this point in time. But you're going to talk about chaos and how to handle that.
Yeah, I think to me, creativity and innovation without structure is what leads to chaos. And we've talked a lot, Nicky, on your show about anticipatory anxiety and anticipating kind of the future, predicting worst case scenario. And so that sympathetic nervous system is always firing. and we feel like we're under attack, and there's no sense of stability and structure.
So structure is an answer. So I guess the structure of the season, like he's still playing. I mean, they might be in a college football playoff game. Does they want him to coach that or not? But you're saying like every Monday needs to be the same, every Tuesday needs to be the same. It kind of helps the players at least get through those kind of uncertainties.
Well, we have to fight the tendency of the brain. So the consistency and predictability brings calm, but it also forces the brain to go on autopilot. When we do the same thing every day and say the same thing every day and hear the same sounds and see the same sights, and our brain just kind of goes on autopilot. So it's not consciously engaged in the present moment. So routine, creativity within structure is what leads to freedom. Creativity without at least the chaos.
Interesting.
And so the predictability, what we know to be true, but we have to actively engage our brains in the present moment and stay focused on what we can control.
You think about like what a day looks like, because you're saying, you know, there is a structure, but they're not used to college football playoffs and hosting a college football playoff game. You know, if you're hosting a college football playoff game and your students aren't there, then do you keep your dorms open? I was meeting with someone from Clemson last year. Like, there's a chance we were going to host one. It's like, well, do you keep your dorms open? How about your dining halls for the students who want to stay around? Well, if you're the AD, you got to go maybe hire a new coach. You want him still coaching this team? Biggest game maybe on campus in forever. Just crazy times. Hey, so, Doc, another question we just had, and we just stumbled upon this one. You know, Adam Randall, a player that started out as a wide receiver, highly rated, two different knee surgeries, moved to running back. One of the questions asked is, does he have a future in the NFL? And I think so, and I think there's a role out there for him. But the word I would use, and correct me if I'm wrong or let you add to this, is that so few people's paths are linear. And Adam Randall seems to be a great idea of non-linear paths to whatever success he's having now.
Yeah, I think we'll go back to the chaos. What do we do in life when something happens for which we're unprepared for, which is unpredictable, which is unwanted, which is uncontrollable? I talked to the players last week or 2 weeks ago about they're seeing a reaction and a response. And it's okay to have a human reaction, but what this team has done and what Adam Randall has done is chose a different response. And one of my favorite proverbs says, do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before obscure men. And so what Adam Randall has done is made a decision to be great where his feet are. Like, how can I contribute to the team? How can I get on the field? How can I find a way to get better? And you're seeing some of those opportunities come his way.
You talk about response. One thing I tried to work on a few years ago, you know, I've done several of these New Year's resolutions things. One of mine is to not have or to limit my preconditioned responses and at least try to have more thoughtful responses rather than just, you know, flying off the handle if someone insulted me or being defensive kind of a thing. It's difficult to do because we're all like wired to have preconditioned responses, but these can be dangerous. Is that fair, or your thoughts on maybe sometimes being much more aware of our responses rather than just a preconditioned response?
Yeah, and that is your autonomic nervous system, your primal brain looking for threats, and that's our automatic reaction. It happens without thinking, and what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom is ability to choose a response. So, Mickey, if I can be aware of what my preconditioned reactions are, what are my triggers, what are my fears, what are the things that really trigger that nervous system, then I can be prepared. I can also have a different response. And that's when we talked about quieting our mind and quieting our bodies.
Boy, such a powerful stuff there for sure. Hey, I've got a text message here from 392. 3902, I should say, wanting to know holidays without a loved one for the first time. It's going to be difficult, and I know you've done this in the past, but there's a lot of people out there that are going to be dealing with this holiday season.
I really appreciate this question, that the ability and permission to grieve in these holidays can be those reminders of who we've lost and what we don't have, with the added pressure of what social media projects and portrays. This is how it should be, and this is what it should look like. And so the forgiveness piece around not letting the things I can't control me. And what I would recommend, and I'm doing some continuing education right now on grief and trauma. And the researcher I was listening to the other day talked about how important it is to grieve the person that we've lost, but also remember them and cherish the memories that no one can ever take away.
All right, I got one from a former Clemson baseball player. This is a great one. Can you ask about the balance between quieting the mind but yet not losing the edge that you need daily? That is a balance, because obviously that's a challenge for sure, right?
Yeah, I think it gets back into that zone of optimum performance. And when I find myself, Mickey, engaging in activities that inspire me, that I'm passionate about, that I care deeply about, and with people that I care about, most of the time it's working on quieting the mind and not activating to create that edge. But I think you have to train yourself to kind of care without caring too much, about think without thinking too much. But understanding, how do you define your own success, and when do you play your best, and when do you show up, and how do you show up?
Before I let you go, Doc, you've got an interesting, I've not heard it yet, but you've got your most recent podcast, Why Stress Isn't Always the Enemy. Now, this is an interesting concept. Tell us about, I know you put this up last week. I know you're involved in this episode. Tell me about why stress isn't always the enemy.
Well, it goes back to that last question.
Right.
Our brain is primed for battle. Adrenaline is released when we're nervous or anxious, but also when we're excited and when we're passionate, and it's a reminder that we care deeply about the work that we're doing. And it heightens my senses. It heightens my awareness. It brings me to the present moment. And so it's a great hormone to drive peak performance. But the key is, are we interpreting our emotions correctly? And I think that's what we tried to convey in a podcast and some of what we've talked about today.
Well, it's interesting that all kind of ties in. A 34-minute episode 355. Go to amplus.com, The Growth Project, and looking forward, because I hadn't heard this one. I can't wait to hear it. It'll be, it's interesting that I've got about a 23-minute ride home, so I'll spend the last 11 minutes in the car outside my my daughter's daycare, listening to Why Stress Isn't Always Enemy. Tell me about amplus.com. You guys do an absolutely incredible job, 10 for 12, and all of your executive coaching and sports psychology and organizational psychology, doing a great job, and I know folks would love to help you, or you'd love to help folks in Amplus.
Yeah, I think it's just why we do this episode, Mickey, to hopefully be encouraging and relevant in people's lives in this quest to be better and pursue better. And, 10 for 12 is a learning community where we take 10 people through. Let me apologize to all the listeners, because for about the last 15 minutes, I've heard every word I've said repeated back to me. So I apologize if I've not been at my best. But, that's what we've that's what we're trying to do at Amplos.
Yes.
I need to take a breath and quiet my
chaos.
Mind. I apologize for not being 100%.
Hey, it's chaos, man. You got to focus on this is a lesson for you today. take care of that. Hey, Doc, always the best.
I should be used to it.
No. Amplos.com. Go by and see those good folks. I can't thank you enough. Let's talk on a Thanksgiving week about grateful attitudes and about why we need to be thankful next week.
I can't wait. Thanks, Mickey.
You too, buddy. That's Milt Louder. Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, you know where you're going to get your turkey? Where you're going to get your stuffing? Where you're going to get – is stuffing or dressing for you, Will? Which one are you going to do?
I have to choose?
Yeah, I'm going to do dressing.
Yeah. I'll do stuffing.
Okay. Where you get your potatoes and all of your sides and all that? It's Ingles, man. Ingles, so you're tailgating this week, they'll do it. Your incredible, Thanksgiving meal you're going to prepare, a lot of pressure, a lot of different folks. Do it at Ingles. Take that out of the equation. You're going to love it. And the great friends at Ingles, I love the fact they supported veterans on Veterans Day. They had a great program there. Make this your Thanksgiving Day shopping. It's at Ingles. Don't forget the desserts. Got to have the desserts. Ingles, a great place to have it. Love the prices. Love the savings. And for that next day turkey, you know, they got the Boar's Head condiments that do so good job of spicing up a little sandwich the next day. Think about it. It's our great friends at Ingles. Short break. One open phone line segment after this.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters, for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 864-227-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Everyone knows that Low Country Mail is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Mail is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Paying rent for your student year after year and it just keeps going up? Invest in something that lasts. The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes offers maintenance-free, brand-new townhomes just minutes from campus and across from Lake Hartwell. Own a spacious, luxury home your student can live in with plenty of room for visitors on game day weekends. Build equity instead of throwing money away on rent. It's a smart move now and a valuable investment for the future. Check out The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Lakeside Lodge. Now, here's one thing, Will. Now, you're different because you got a mansion over there. And so when family comes to town, you got like 10 bedrooms and all that. If you don't have bedrooms for people in the holidays, then Lakeside Lodge is a great place for them to stay. Matter of fact, Lakeside Lodge is nicer than a lot of our homes that we're living in right now. So you can host the holidays over at one of the big condos. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. And if you're looking for that meal around those holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, and let them take care of you at Lakeside Lodge. Buy your terrific condominium there. Get involved in their rental program. Rent short-term there. Enjoy a great meal there. With 70 degrees, I mean, you could even have an awesome lunch today outside by the pool. You're going to love our great friends at Lakeside Lodge. Check them out online. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Tony Morrell is going to talk about the epic collapse in College Station coming up in hour number three, kicking things off at 8:05. We're going to talk much more about college coaching as James Franklin is now headed to Virginia Tech. To our phone lines where Stuart's been hanging through the break. Stuart, thanks for hanging on. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm fantastic.
I hope you're as blessed as I am.
Well, I know we are. And whether we realize it or not, we are. You know, sometimes we don't realize it, but I know we are. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yesterday, we got some, I guess you would say, good and bad news about Hensley.
Oh, how about that? So I will tell you this. I had people texting wanting to know an update, and so I'm glad you got a chance to call in. What did we learn yesterday?
Well, remember I told you her right eye was worse than the left.
Okay.
And after him taking the pictures and seeing things more clearly, the bad news is that she probably will never have any sight out of her right eye unless the Lord intervenes. And then her left eye, I saved the good news for last.
All right.
Her left eye, he said that it was stable, I guess, which means things aren't getting any worse. Not saying they're getting better, but they ain't getting any worse. So he said since her left eye was stable that he's going to have another appointment in 4 months. And so since it was stable, he did no treatment yesterday. And he said that he feels like there is a very good chance that he might be able to read with that eye.
How about
but,
that?
You know, there's also the chance she won't.
Well.
But anyway, you know, with glasses.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, she would probably be able to, you know, recognize people and everything. So, but her right eye, you know, we asked if it would look normal, and he said that probably not. It would probably either draw to the inside or the outside, which, you know, her going to school, as cruel as kids are, you know, she'll probably be ridiculed about that. But,
well, look, that's the, you know, people are going to show up in different ways there. But you guys will offset all that. I think that's great news. We've been praying and hopeful in some way. And I told you last week, man, you know, God's in the miracle business. You know that. And your faith is in great shape there. And the family's in great shape. The thing I also is, because I had someone else text me after that segment saying, man, technology and the future and what we're doing with where we're headed now with medicine, you never give up hope. And like I said, the good Lord's in the miracle business. And that's awesome. I will pass that along. My wife wanted to know. I just texted my wife during the break saying you're on hold. And she says good luck with all that. So you got to keep us up to date with everything, Stuart, if you can, okay?
But, you know, if she suffers like this now,
yeah,
and later on the Lord works a miracle, either through himself or through a doctor,
yeah,
you know, it will give her a whole lot more aggressive testimony than if she never went without sight.
Well, you know what? 8074 just texted in and said, this girl's testimony is going to be amazing. So it's you know, it's interesting both of you guys had that thought at the same time, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to continue to pray. We'll ask people to pray, and you keep us up to date with it all. And she's going to be something, man. She's going to be something else. So congratulations on the partial good news.
Like I say, she's 4 months old now, but, you know, and the doctor said that we would probably not be able to realize until January, the 1st of January, whether she can see anything now out of that left eye or not.
Well, she will.
You know, we just keep praying for a miracle, you know.
Well, and also know that a bunch of people are doing the same thing, for sure.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for calling in, man. And we'll continue to do that for sure.
You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too, friend. You too. Many more ahead of you for sure. And appreciate all the kind texts that are coming in with all of that. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Speaking of, like, grace and dealing with difficult things. I caught myself pulling for the Cowboys last night. You know, Cowboys lost their defensive end, and these guys are grieving, and they're having to go to funerals and having to go through, you know, counseling. And they put together an unbelievable game. Now, look, it was just the Raiders, and the Raiders are terrible. But I thought that was a weird deal last night that I felt really good for a lot of Cowboy players, that they lost a teammate, and just a few short days later they go out and play maybe their best game of the year. So that was interesting. We also talked an awful lot about Clemson basketball in that first hour and a half with that. And bottom line is Clemson gets a good win last night, and I've gotten a bunch of texts about the Zach Foster performance and the dunk and what that looks like. 5 of 11 from the field, 3 of 8 from three. A guy that had 4 rebounds last night, 14 points and 4 rebounds and 6 assists with no turnovers. Yeah, with Zach Foster, it's a little bit different. Clemson has had very good guards in the past and some good freshmen in the past, but as Jed said in hour one, this is the best freshman guard they've had in many, many years. And as I said before, and I hadn't seen it personally, I've only seen it on television so far, but as I said before, he's got a skill set that's different, and he looks like that's what Kansas plays with. I told my buddy who's a Kansas fan the other day that, like, we don't get to see it here often as a freshman. We develop that sometimes in guys who can't play for Kansas or a Duke or North Carolina or a major power like that, a Houston now. But he's got a lot of that. Last night in 27 minutes, he led the Tigers. Oh, no, he's plus 27, I should say, in 23 minutes. His defense grows, his athleticism grows, his ceiling is very high, but he's been pretty consistent too. And so as a freshman, as impressed as I was with the 14 points, 5-11 from the field, as impressed as I was with the 4 rebounds and the 6 assists, maybe the most important thing is the turnovers. He did not have a turnover. Now, the Tigers did turn it over. Carter Welling turned it over 4 times last night, and Davis had a couple turnovers, and Dylan Hunter had a couple turnovers. They turned over 12 times. But that didn't happen last night from Zach Foster's standpoint. So Foster and Ace Buckner, some young guards and some young wing guys and some young athleticism out this way, looks like a pretty good deal for sure. Hey, Eggs Up Grill wants to cater your big meal, your big meeting. You know, you got a lot of great things going on, and you got some big meetings coming up. Hey, let them cater this for you. Let them cater your holiday. And so if you've got a big, I don't know, Will, let's say you guys eat at say, 5 o'clock. What time you guys eat your Thanksgiving stuff?
Usually pretty late, 7:30.
All right, well, you need a good breakfast. And so you can go by and pick up their catering. You can have them cater it for you. You got a bunch of family in town. Let Eggs Up Grill take care of it for you. They've got the box brunches. They've got the platters. They've got the salads. They've got the breakfast buffets and the brunch buffets. They do a terrific job with that. Click on eggsupgrill.com. Click on the catering, and you'll put in your location, and you'll pick out your deal there. If you got meetings, hey, sports teams with box lunches or pregame meals, postgame meals, they do it all. Some of our teams at Clemson do this. Some of our visiting teams do it as well. It's Eggs Up Grill, eggsupgrill.com. The Gamecocks had just an epic collapse in College Station. Tony Morrell breaks that down for us when we kick off hour number 3 right after this.